you know, maybe ironing a shirt in the morning or something, I could start to listen to a show, but then I could get into the car and drive to the office, and I couldn't even make it through a full Fatty show. Because there was no 20 minutes involved from the time I woke up to the time I was sitting at my desk.
I don't think very many people can make it through a full Fatty show, but I don't know if that's the reason.
Numerous people can't make it through a Fatty show. But I'm just saying, time-wise, I couldn't even make it through a full Fatty show, much less the other. So I got, you know, behind.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't think very many people can make it through a full Fatty show.
That's true.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1322 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 19th of February, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. I got nothing. Oh, Big Fatty, you went to the P.O. box. Yes. Hello, Capistrano Knights. Big Fatty, what in the hell? Oh, y'all, that is chicken fingers. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm back in the Fat Cave. And so, as do the swallows to Capistrano, Big Fatty has returned to the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. But y'all, I am home. I've got my dirty underpants in the washing machine, and I've unpacked everything. And y'all, everything's just getting back to normal. Back to normal, and that's a good thing. Y'all, it was a successful weekend, and finished it off. You know, I mentioned that I was going to a party after I recorded the Monday little show, and sure enough, I did. And y'all, I had spoken to a handsome gentleman that I know, and I said, Big Fatty may need to be escorted back to his auxiliary fat cave once I've had enough gin. And he said, yes, Big Fatty, I will be happy to do that. And y'all, I don't know. I was at that other party probably for, about 2 hours maybe. And had several more gins, and I turned to him, and I said, I believe it is time for me to retire. I was escorted back to my room, and y'all, I was checking the grin doctor once I got back, and y'all, then there was a knock at the door. A knock at the door! Y'all, it was one of the other folks that helped put the horror contest together. They had gone out for some supper, and they had said, do you want us to bring you something back? And I said, well, if you find a nugget, bring me some little appetizer nuggets of the chicken. And y'all, that's what it was. Yeah. I ate every bit of it, and y'all, I crawled into the bed at 10 minutes after 8 p.m. in the evening on Sunday, and y'all, I didn't know another thing until I woke up Monday morning. Now, that's not true. That's not true, because y'all, I woke up 3 or 4 times during the night, and y'all, I had that pasty dry mouth, you know, blah, 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 you know, when you overindulge, and you know, in Walnut Hills, that's called Tuesday. Big Fatty, you're right. And I woke up several times during the night, and I drank a big old glass of water because, you know, I was dehydrated, y'all. And you probably hear a little raspiness in my voice from all the talking this weekend and from that dehydration and all. And I did that, but y'all, slept well, did not feel badly when I woke up on on Monday morning. And anyway, me and the other two people that put the whole horror contest and weekend together, we went and had a little brofkas, and we had a good chat, and you know, some things may be changing, but that's still yet to be seen. But you know, that's how life is. Things change. So I'll keep you informed about all of that. But y'all, Granny and Miss Porter, they got an early start on the road on Monday morning. Big Fatty left about noon. I got here, got back to the Fat Cave because, you know, I on the way back into town, I went by the P.O. Box. Big Fatty, you really need some water. Make a wish. Well, y'all, I knew I had mail in the P.O. box because, you know, I have that notification service. And, y'all, I had a little package here and two cards. So, y'all, we're going to open the package first, y'all. It's from that Princess Hannah. You know, we heard from her last week. She had not been feeling well. I think she said she had been in the hospital. Hopefully she's doing much better now. Oh, let's see what we've got here. Let's just take a look here. Big Fatty. I can't get it out. Big! Y'all, it's a puppy dog. And it says, it's Valentine's Day. Hope you live a little, dance a little, sing a little. And y'all, it's a cute little puppy dog on the front with his big brown eyes. And y'all, you open it up and it, it's not doing it. Oh, I think he's supposed to be doing something. Well, it's not working. Oh, there it goes. Y'all, the dog is like humping a guy's leg. It's vulgar. It's just vulgar. And then that music starts playing, but y'all, it's intermittent. It's intermittent at best. Big Fatty! But it says, get a little. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Live a little, dance a little, sing a little, get a little. And y'all, the dog is humping a guy's leg. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. It's just vulgar. And it says, love, Princess Hannah. That's Volka. But Princess Hannah, thank you so much for thanking a Big Fatty, and especially for not sending a kitty cat. Big Fatty, I love the kitty cats. Y'all, our next card, I believe it's from the Laughing Buddha. And y'all, it's in a red envelope. You know, red envelopes, you know, they abound. They abound at this time of year. Y'all, you open it up, and y'all, they are happy hearts. There are happy, smiling little hearts on the front of it. It said, Happy Hearts Day. And it says, wishing you lots of smiles today. Happy Valentine's Day, Big Fatty. XOXO Spambassador Mark, a.k.a. the Laughing Buddha. Mark, that is just lovely. Just lovely. And that's awfully sweet of you to think of Big Fatty there was something on the Twitter that it was funny. It was something like this, that hope you all enjoyed your staying, you know, living miserable lives, but staying together because of the kids day or something like that. I thought it was funny. Anyway, and y'all, our last card. As a matter of fact, it's not for me. Baby, is it for me? And y'all, it is indeed addressed to that Miss Poodle Mate. Oh, Big Granny, that's that's lovely. Who is it from? Oh, it is from my Timmy Sims. Oh, dear Gussie. And it's a little pink card. And oh, it's for me. Oh, I'm going to open it now, Big Fanny. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, Poodle, that is cute. Look at that. And Poodle, you want to read it? Yes. Oh, it's a faucet, and it's flowing, and it says with love on Valentine's Day. Oh, Big Fanny, there's shit all over the floor again, and it says to warm. Oh, it says, the warm and generous love you give makes me so glad that you're in my life. So on Valentine's Day, I want to tell you how much I love and appreciate you for all you are and all you've done. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Love your poodle, Timmy Sims. Oh, that is so sweet. Big Fanny, I'm just going to... Big Fanny, I promise I'll clean up all those little hearts that are all over your fucking floor. But that's just lovely. Oh, now, Timmy, you have absolutely... You've absolutely made a Poodle's Day. Big Fanny, I'll treasure it. I'll just treasure it forever. Oh, dear Gussie Mac Mussy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hadn't heard a word, not a bloody word, from the assistant this week for the exitings of the birth canal. But y'all, I happened to run across my calendar from last year, and y'all, I happened to notice that there was a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal for today, Tuesday, the 19th of February. And Poodle, if you want to put your card down, you might be interested. Oh, Big Fanny, I love my card. You might be interested in this one because, y'all, today is the celebration of the exiting of the birth canal for the one and only Mr. Timmy Sims. Oh, dear God, say, Big Fanny, I had no idea. Anyway, Timmy, we hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birthday. Oh, Poodle, where are you going?
Big Daddy, I'm gonna go make a cake!
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, Spot and Crazy's been busy, y'all. That mock in calendar, y'all, he spotted Big Fatty and an unknown beard posing backstage with his Grammys. Big Fatty won awards for Best GLBT Podcast. Oh, dear, I gotta say, Best Alternative to Nameless, Creeping Despair Podcast, and podcaster who had the most dramatic weight loss. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, Big Fatty is, I'm holding those megaphone things. Big Fatty! And y'all, then, old Mike up there in the, y'all, it must be nothing to do up there in Canada, Mexico, because Mike in Squamish, B.C., he spotted Big Fatty getting ready to install a Firefox, and y'all, Big Fatty's holding a fox and getting ready to put it in the oven. Big Fatty, that doesn't sound very nice. And y'all, Spot and Big Fatty has proclaimed Kathy Bacon and Peter G the king and queen. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, so evidently that Peter G out there in the Bay Area, so nice they named it twice, and Miss Kathy Bacon are the king and queen super fans of the BFO. And y'all, since they'll both be at the Pride 48th this year, perhaps there'll be some sort of a coronation or something. Big Freddy, please, there's enough shit going on that weekend. Don't add anything else to it. Anyway, maybe they'll get together and there'll be a crowning. Be ready, that's vulgar. But y'all, Miss Bacon, you know, you heard her call in last week. Saying she had ordered one of those absorbent iPad minis. And, y'all, she sent a picture. She sent a picture of it. And, y'all, I think Big Fatty's going to get one of those. But I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until they come out with the next one because I want to get that rectum display. And so that's why I'm waiting. Y'all, over the weekend, they had a silent auction. And Big Fatty won a couple of items. Y'all, who makes this? It's called Built, B-U-I-L-T. It was a padded carry bag for a MacBook Pro 15-inch, which is what Big Fatty has. And y'all, I bid right on that thing, and somebody was bidding against me. I was not happy about that. The barber who was there this weekend. He made a donation of it's called Woody's. What, Big Fatty? That sounds vulgar, also. But it's Woody's hair care products. And y'all, there was like a shampoo, and it's like barbershop quality stuff. And you know, so it has that kind of barbershop smell or whatever. Y'all, there was shampoo and conditioner and styling gel, and what else was there? There was something else. Styling gel. Well, there were two things: a styling gel and a cream rinse. Big Fatty, please, that is vulgar sounding. And a bottle opener. But yeah, y'all, I don't understand why there was a bottle opener, but there was. And so y'all, someone was bidding against me on that. In fact, they were standing right beside me when I wrote my bid down. He says, "What, you, why are you bidding on that? You don't have any hair." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And but y'all, I won it too. And so I was really delighted with the two things that I bid on and won. Y'all, I bid on one thing, just to, you know, because at the silent auctions, Big Fatty's a firm believer. If you're going to have a silent auction, you start things low, because half the fun of an auction is lots of people participating. If you start things too high, you immediately knock people out, and you know, why is that any fun for them? It's not. So you start things low, and then people, you know, the bids will eventually get up. And what Big Fatty likes to do at some of these things is just kind of go around and try to drive the price up. And y'all, I was trying to do that on one item. I didn't really want it. I did not really want it at all. And y'all, wasn't nobody else bidding on it after I had made my bid. And I'm like, I don't want this. But y'all, thank goodness. Thank Hydrogen, the music played. Big Fatty! Thank Hydrogen, someone came behind me as the ending time got closer. And I didn't win that one. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. I'm not quite sure how the coal mine is going to be on Tuesday. But y'all, you know, it is what it is. That's all I've got to say. It is what it is. And, y'all, I thank you so much for especially listening to yesterday's, a little show, the Drunky Cast. Y'all, I listened to it on the way back. And, y'all, after hearing all of that, I think that, Adam summed it up best.
I don't think very many people can make it through a full fatty show.
That one was real ugly.
Happy birthday, Timmy!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.